Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting 8th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McAnally fires to first and picks off Kessinger. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fanzone for the out. Williams scores. Monday moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Singleton moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Woods moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McAnally strikes out. There goes Woods. The throw from Hundley and Woods is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heiser moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Monday steals second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heiser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 1 in the game. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Monday is walked intentionally. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fanzone hits a line drive to left field. Singleton throws towards the plate. Bacabella fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bacabella. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Monday goes all the way around to score. Fanzone moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Torres moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Denny Lemaster now pitching. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heiser strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heiser. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. 1 out. John Bateman pinch hits for Denny Lemaster. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mayshore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayshore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jack Aker now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Munday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmen Fanzone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fanzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Fanzone. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Bacabella. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Steve Renko. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up for a double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.